Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Marloni and Fourier.
They finally get the opportunity with a minute 45, crunch time, got to have it, last second drive. The defense has let you down
This might surprise you, but based on that, I would agree with you.
When Bill Belichick says a quarterback can make all the throws, it's coach speak for not that impressive.
Could have talked about the growth of Josh Allen that you've seen thus far.
Make all the throws, all levels of the field.
What are his thoughts on his own rookie QB?
Of Mac?
Yes, Mac.
Every player, every coach, we all know we're going to have to be at our best.
Never mind.
Thank you.
We also catch up with Celtics color commentator Brian Scalabrine. It's Lou.
Yeah, they need more balls. Can you buy more balls?
It's Christian.
His toes get cold. He has like Reynards for his feet.
It's Marloni and Fourier on WEEI.
Oh, big Wednesday here, Marloni and Fourier. What do you say, Fo?
Hello, Lou. How are you? Let's go. Big Thursday. It's a Thursday. Let's go. Game's almost here.
Wait, what is it? It's Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. It's
Don't do that Wednesday. To me, because then I start rolling and I'm not so sure which
Wednesday.
Day it
it's
is.
It's Thursday.
It feels like Thursday.
We got a little hump day. So a little flashback.
Where's Andy Hart?
I got a little reminder this morning.
What?
Steph asked me if I was going to have to shave my head this year.
Ah.
And it made me think. It made me think about our little bet last year. And how Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl, I had to shave my freaking head.
Yeah.
I mean,
you lost.
I lost. Now, we all admit, right? You had the eyebrow.
I did.
Glenn had the mustache.
Yep. So it was tough.
The plan was actually to get Glenn to shave his mustache.
We wanted Glenn to lose.
Somehow, you upped the ante into your own eyebrow, which upped the ante into my head, which got a little out of control, I must admit. But still, I ended up shaving
Looked
my
like
head.
A man, though. Man, listen, you honored the bet. You lost like a man. You came in here. You shaved your head.
Yeah, so I got a question. But real quick before we do, this is just sort of like a little recap about what I went down last year. I'm a man of my word. I made a bet. I lost. Shave my freaking salad.
Okay.
Nice job, Andy. Way to get your team ready. Mahomes, the greatest of all time. You suck, too. Tyron Matthew.
Little. There we go. there we go.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
That's a racing stripe.
How's it look?
Goes to my God. Steph's going to be so happy.
It?
So sexy.
Holy
Oops. All right, we're back live.
Yeah. Shaved my head right there.
Yeah.
Right there. Felt good.
That was great.
The issue that we had was Tyler was in there. We had the guard on. And then once we took that razor guard off, it was coming off in
swatches. The guard should have stayed on.
But you guys also had some really cheap clippers. Like, they were like.
It took a while.
Those were manscaping clippers that we were using. Yeah. And then we used those.
They weren't very good.
Used manscaping clippers.
It just sort of made me think.
Yeah.
What are we going to do this year?
Yeah.
I'm not shaving my head again. I'm just saying.
Listen, I'm not risking my eyebrow. And
well, you haven't lost an eyebrow yet.
Well, the only reason why I was willing to go that far because I wanted Glenn to shave off his mustache.
I'm
I was willing to risk it and take the chance.
Although that thing was so like blonde and gray, you probably wouldn't even notice.
I know,
notice.
But he had never shaved it. That was the point.
I don't want Lou to shave his head because every single person came up to me afterwards, he doesn't look that bad. I'm like, that wasn't the point of the bit. You have a good shaped head. It's all back.
Yeah,
it's all back.
So
what do we do?
So Fitzy is part of the show every Friday.
Yep.
So since we'll start this bet on Friday, so he's going to be part of it because we need a third person.
Is Fitzy aware of
this? It
can't
just be you and I. I mentioned it to Fitzy. All he said is he's not shaving his head, which I said, fine.
Do we up the ante and include Ryan and Tyler? Maybe a five man groupie here. Maybe reduces the chance of me losing.
I'm nervous.
I mean, see, I don't
we
know.
Do have some. Tyler and I were putting together some ideas before the show. If you would want to hear those,
sure.
Yeah, the first idea I have. This is my favorite one. Speak in a Glenn voice for one entire radio segment.
Easy. I do it anyways.
Yeah, I know.
It's not really embarrassing.
We can do that.
I'll look at the Twitch real quick.
We can do that.
What are they going to do? We need a quarterback.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Somebody wants to shave his whole body for $10. Okay, we can go do that. I'll give you $10.
The milk gallon challenge. The loser of the tournament, the pick tournament, has to drink a gallon of milk in the studio.
Okay. Okay, I got an idea. I got an idea.
I like Okay. Just put up there in the board, but go ahead.
How about this one? How about this one? Okay, the person who loses has to go to Newberry Street, okay, and then get dressed up like a mime. And act like a mime on the corner.
See,
a mime?
Yeah. Would you imagine Lou with like the whole mime white face with a little, you know, the little face and all the makeup and stuff, and he's like doing this whole thing?
Well, see, that's...
I think that would really be funny.
Mimes really translate well to radio.
Well, yeah, my point is we're going to video it.
See, that was kind of like my avenue where I was thinking. Because, like, you know, a lot of people come up with these ideas. When you finish dead last in your fantasy football league, that you're forced to do some stupid, stupid stuff. Right?
What about a tattoo?
I don't know. Actually, one guy on Twitch, you could check us out, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, said, forget about shaving your head. Can't cut your hair for 6 months.
That's a good one.
Man, I did that already during COVID.
That's a good one.
That was like COVID thing. I did that. That's fine. I don't care about that.
Really
but you
bad.
Look dumb.
So what?
You looked ridiculous.
But listen, I look like that. Listen, I don't even know
not,
what.
That's
like,
not. Listen, Aaron Rodgers. Is that painful? Is that embarrassing?
Well,
there's going to have to be some pain.
I mean, you can't shave your head till August. You got to go through the summer.
So what? That's
flopping
easy.
Around at the beach and going to pools there,
so
with
what?
His hair,
you put a hat on.
Salad.
You put a hat on.
That's a good one, though.
No, I would say
I need some fantasy football ideas because I know there's some wacky ones out there.
Now, what about this one? Get a professional spray tan.
I would do that.
That's a great one.
That's a good one.
I like that one.
But be absurdly orange. Like
yes, I actually, like an Oompa Loompa.
Yes.
Okay, put that one on the board.
Hold on.
Put that one on the board.
I'd rather shave my head.
No, I like this one.
You'll walk around.
Yep.
Christian, you walk around orange? Trust me, I shaved my head. It sucks. I wore a hat. It's okay.
It goes away in like 3 days. Yes, I would do that.
I'm not so sure it goes away in 3 days.
And I'm coaching basketball this year.
I'm not so sure it goes away in 3 days.
Well, the loser will be able to find out if that's what we end up picking.
So, no, I like that one. Give me another one.
Now, Ryan had this idea. I've never heard of Banaka breath spray. What is this and how would it work on the air?
Banaka breath. I don't even know if they still make Banaka.
No, they do not.
It is a very strong breath spray.
Another one. Twitch has come up with some good ideas.
Okay, you go ahead.
I'm sorry, Banaka. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Finish the Banaka part.
50 sprays to the tongue.
The Banaka?
Yes.
Ooh. And what is that supposed to, like, just numb it?
You can't do it. I'm saying you can't do it.
You know, I have another one.
No, you just go down to, like, Southie and do a polar plunge.
You know what? Here's another one. How about this? How about you
the
have
second
to,
week of
you
February?
Have to, you have to go to the dentist.
Fantastic.
You have to go to the dentist.
And pull a tooth.
And you have to, no, you have to get your whole mouth Novocaine like Glenn did that one day.
And come in.
And do the whole show with Novocaine mouth.
I like to pull the tooth better, like the hangover.
Lou, you said you had one on Twitch?
Yeah. No, the polar plunge.
Polar plunge.
Yeah.
We'll put polar plunge on the board.
Yeah, we'll just get a video down to something.
No,
you go
don't
in there
put that on the board.
Why not?
Hey, what is a big deal? So you jump in some cold water.
You done it?
It's you want to be embarrassed.
Spray tan's good.
Spray tan is great.
In a banana hammock.
Number one. Yes, in a you know what?
Polar plunge in a banana hammock.
No, it'd have to be in a Borat, like, you know, one piece. The little green one piece.
A banana thong.
Banana thong. I will allow that.
Okay.
You gotta do the Borat banana hammock green thong. I still think that getting someone, listen, so imagine this, right? So we have I actually have a little spray tanning little booth that my wife uses on occasion.
Of course you do.
Okay. You can bring that in here. All right, and then you drop down to your bikinis, okay, your thong, and then we spray the hell out of you. Actually, you know what? I'll even do it. I'll bring the machine. I have a machine. I can do it.
I don't think your machine's going to be strong enough for what we're
doing.
No, going
I want
for.
It to be orange. I know it
I
is.
Like
bright
it.
Orange.
We got anything else?
Tyler, explain what a century egg is.
Yes, so a century egg is a form of a duck egg. It's also known as a horse urine egg because it smells terrifically bad.
What do you mean? You got to eat the egg?
You eat the egg, yes.
Like, what is that one Joe Rogan show, right?
He has a podcast.
No, I know, but the show he used to...
Oh, Fear Factor.
Fear Factor. Oh, so we do our own version of Fear Factor.
Right.
I would be down for that also. Now, so there's got to be significant pain and embarrassment
this one?
With this.
Lou stands out in front July, I don't know, whatever, in a diaper, in a baby bottle.
And poops in his
with
diaper?
With a sign that says, Belichick is my daddy.
I would be down with that also. I would be down with that. Yes, I'm a yes on that.
I like
anybody,
that
can we put that on the board?
I like that baby diaper.
Or is it different? Is it the same for everybody involved? Like Fitzy, me, and Lou, we all got to do the same thing. Or does each guy do something different?
Can we grow a mustache?
So, like for Lou, I would say I want his whole body spray painted.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Spray painted
the whole. No, the tanning.
Okay,
I want
big
orange.
Difference.
Orange. I'll do the banana hammock plunge. I would do that.
I would grow a mustache.
Okay.
No, timeout.
I'm down with all that.
I'll do the polar plunge. I'm going to spray your freaking body. Around like a freaking orange man. Look at you.
Done.
You want me to run around looking like an orange fella after I shave my head, and you're like, I'll just jump in a pool. Whatever. I'll jump in the freaking pool.
Jersey Shore.
Oh, we should all do this. Is it we all do something different? Oh, we all commit to one embarrassing
act. I think
act.
We commit to one okay. entire
So
punishment.
Far, can I get a vote now? I know we have till Friday to ultimately decide. Yeah. My vote right now, unless somebody on Twitch or somebody texts in or calls in and gives us a different idea. Ryan, was this your idea, the whole tanning thing?
Do a show with Wiggy.
No. I think Tyler had spray tan.
Okay, so I vote for spray tan.
Idea.
We bring the coal company, we bring a spray tanning company in here. And we put the setting to 10.
We couldn't even have a listener get a tramp stamp tattoo of Mutt. Like,
oh,
two
we can do this,
ago.
Though. This is totally
tan.
Different. That was too many liabilities.
I could hold up a sign in my diaper that says Donnie Sadler was better than me.
Okay.
More suggestions from Twitch. I like this.
I like Belichick.
I don't know if
Fitzy
knows what he's in for. The question is, is it just the loser? Like, if you go three guys, is it just the loser? Or is it the other two have to do this?
So the only one who gets out of it
is the winner.
Ooh, that's where's the
boom? Well, that's how Glenn got out of it last year because he didn't win, but he also wasn't the
no. Glenn has locked it up. Glenn locked it up going into that final Super Bowl.
So it was just
between the two of us.
Okay,
and I let him pick, and I'll never forget it because Kim picked Tom Brady.
She sure did.
So I sort of blame her for me kind of shaving my head.
I'm actually only one person has to suffer. Only one person. The rest we abstain
nose
from
ring?
Embarrassment. I don't think it should involve pain. Like anything that involves pain,
pure embarrassment,
and like somebody getting hurt. Like I want nothing to do with that.
Well, polar plunge isn't.
No, it's not painful.
That wouldn't.
That'd
feel
be
great
refreshing.
Either.
I'm like, yeah, let me do it.
Throw a banana hammock though in the mix.
Yeah, but so what? Big
and then
deal.
They video you walking into the ocean.
But imagine. So Mason has like this parents teachers night, and Lou's got a roll in looking like an orange Oompa Loompa. Like he's all bitching and complaining about mask. He's all yelling at everybody for canceling games. Like who is the person? Please tell him to sit down. I'm down with that. That is the number one. Listen, that's my pick right
spray
there.
Spray tan.
The spray tan?
Spray tanning.
Spray tan sounds
so
good.
You got to get spray tan in a thong, okay? And you just, you that's it. You're stuck with it for like 3 days. Like your hair.
But it's not a regular tan, though. That's the point. It's like
fine.
Jacked up orange. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it has
good.
To be. It's not going to look good.
Very noticeable.
Yes, I'm down. That's what I want.
Is this right before spring training?
Well, no, it would happen February 13th is the Super Bowl. It would happen Monday.
Well, spring training won't be till April anyways.
It'll happen Monday. It'll be gone. You'll suffer for 4 days.
Is this the first baseball show of the year, Lou?
No, it's not, Dan. Listen, we've got to figure thing out.
If we get any better ideas.
Does Fitzy have a say? In
sure.
What the bet is.
Sure, yes. I would think, don't you think you should have a bet?
Now, here's the other thing.
We actually have to do it?
We use point spreads. You don't just pick outright winners, correct?
I forget how we did it.
I think we
manipulated it.
Point spreads.
We did.
We limited it. Yeah, no,
everything's got to have a hook.
Yeah, hook. You got to have a five and a hook, six and a hook. It's got to be a hook.
Okay. I'm down.
So
I'm 100%
on board. As of right now, we're going to say Jersey Shore spray tan.
Yes.
Going to be the punishment as of right now.
It's still early.
Now let me throw one more at you. Early. Have you guys heard of thick water?
What?
Excuse
thick
me?
Thick water.
Thick water?
Now it's a drink for people who have trouble swallowing. Imagine when you have nothing left in your system and you're puking and it's just that thick, gooey, clear substance that comes up. Put that in a bottle and now drink it. It is the worst tasting, foul smelling. It's supposed to help you swallow, but it's a thick version of water. Hmm. It's gross. Trust me.
I'd rather do the egg.
Does it make you throw up?
And how would you get one of those eggs?
What are you guys talking about today, Dale?
We'll talk.
That's about what it would
be. How would you do that?
How would you get the egg, though, Tyler? This egg you're talking about, the super nasty
thick
egg.
Water.
Wait, someone says thick water is given to stroke victims. Like, what is this thick water?
It's literally a bottle. It looks like a bottle of water, but when you open it up, it has no consistency of the actual water. It's like a thick,
gooey, sticky substance.
Yeah, it's gross.
Is it sticky?
You do not want to drink it. Trust me.
Wow. Okay. I mean, whatever. I kind of like where this is headed.
Nobody
like
that.
Nobody I like where that. This is headed. That's okay. What'd you say?
Nothing. I do like you wearing a diaper. Sadler is my daddy.
That's a good one. Belichick's my
daddy.
Yeah,
I like that one too. I'm down with that.
How we doing?
Good, Bill. Thank you. We have a lot of options. So we got a few days to think about it, which we will. And Fitz, you have to be involved here because we're going to start it on Friday. We'll figure it out by then officially what the bet will be and who's involved, and we'll go from there. We'll figure it all out. But I like some of the ideas. Feel free to give us a call. Give us some more ideas that you might have. 617-779-7937. When we come back, we want to dive into the game a little bit. Josh Allen, Mac Jones, these two going up against one another. And for a while, we were wondering why we haven't heard Josh McDaniels' names in any of these openings. So these head coaching jobs. Well, looks like one team might have cropped up. We'll tell you who that is. We'll do it next on Maloney and Foria.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, I want to get to both of these quarterbacks here Saturday night. Before we do, I just want to bang out some of these calls. We got some suggestions. Let's go to David in the car. What he thinks we should do for punishment of our little bet that we have this year. David, go ahead.
Hey, Paisan, como stai?
Hey.
So, here's my thing. So, you being Italian, Lou, you know about St. Anthony's, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you guys don't have to shave your whole head. It's just the top of your head, like St. Anthony's, and you stand on the corner there with a brown robe and a rope on your waist, like just like St. Anthony.
So, just like a little circle in my head?
Yeah, on top. You know, it's like a bowl spa, like, you know,
monks.
Like...
Yeah.
Yeah, like the monks. Yes. Like the St. Anthony's
and then
style.
Just sort of
you have to shave your beard. And you got to stand on the corner you guys are talking about.
Okay.
You know, dress like St. Anthony's. And of course, posted and all that stuff.
All right. Okay. I don't know if we're going to go with that look, but that's okay. I want to go to Chris in Holyoke. Got another idea. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Lou. What's up, Christian?
What's up?
You guys ever hear of balut? B-A-L-U-T?
No, but I'm not sure I'm going to like it.
Yeah, you're not stuff like Vietnam and Cambodia.
Oh, so it's good.
So you're eating
like a live chicken.
/chicken?
It's like alive. It's like partially alive.
Yeah. And then they hard boil it. So you got a beak in there. You have veins, blood,
Did
and
you
then
say
you have some
beak?
Yolk and some egg. Oh yeah.
Sounds like
go
head
for
cheese.
It, Lou.
It sounds tasty.
Jeez, God. Listen,
I'm looking at a picture. It's disgusting.
Here's the thing.
What's it called?
Balut.
What's it called?
Balut.
How do you spell it?
B-A-L-U-T.
Listen, Chris,
wait,
I love eggs and I love chicken. I do not like the...
Go for it.
the egg chicken.
Oh, God. Hell the no. Hell effing no. Hang Chris, up on sorry, him. Just, no way. No
it.
Way. It is, an, it is a... It's worse.
It's head cheese.
It's no, it's like... It's like...
Dude, look, what is that white stuff?
This
it's
is like this, no, this is not not a chance.
Oh, come on.
Not a chance.
That's the chicken.
I hate
not
you for even calling it suggesting
this. And that is now an option. This that is not even.
It's a basically it's a baby. Like it's all like got like you know like it's all wet and nasty looking. It's like a it was just born.
There's like a real chicken in there.
Oh, it's disgusting. I'm almost gonna throw up.
That's just so that is now an option? Thank you.
No, it is not an
Look
option.
At that anymore.
No freaking way.
Oh, can we
not
get
a chance.
Back to normal things, Rob, on Cape Cod. What do you got?
Oh. Doing for Foyer.
Yo. Oh.
Grow a mustache for 6 months.
Much better than Balut.
Easy. I'll do that.
Much better than Balut.
Easily instead of a partially born chicken. Rob, I mean, come on.
I got a little caveat.
What's the caveat?
Tweet a picture of this thing.
Off your lip.
Wait, what?
You can't shave the mustache off of your lip. You know, if you have a mustache, you trim it so it doesn't go into your lip.
Yeah.
You got to let the mustache
It's like old school Wild Wild West days.
Oh, that's like bad too, though. That's just awful.
I'd rather that than eat that egg.
Oh, thanks for the call,
bro. That's
twitch.tv/BostonWEI. We have a picture
of this
thing. The Balut.
Now,
that
is
vile.
Would you dip that in ranch, or would that be a barbecue sauce?
Honestly,
or
you guys got to take that off the TV.
Tweet out a picture.
Is it Bridget back there?
Bridget,
Dylan, take that off the take it off the TV.
That's a bad photo, but there's other ones.
No, it's like
the little chicken is like out of the egg. It's like a head and a beak and everything. Like you're gonna eat that
feather?
Thing?
Don't you feel like PETA would be pissed off if you did that? PETA would not be happy about that.
But
with that being said, if the goal is to fight your ass
off
to win, so you don't have to eat that thing, then I think do you use a knife and fork? Like what do you do? Does it make noises if you cut into it? I'm just curious.
Well, you would probably meet some gristle.
Because it's somewhat alive.
It's got
a
crunch.
Egg, there's a lot of proteins in there, so you wouldn't be able to get through the gristle.
It's got a crunch.
Throw some salt on there, maybe?
Pepper?
Yeah, well, maybe some cheese. Hey, you know what? It's not that bad. Talk me into it. Can you scramble it?
It's like oysters, raw oysters. Just slurp it down.
Yeah, isn't it the same thing?
Yeah, but the oysters.
Isn't that basically what oysters are?
No, oysters not like half alive. Like beak and bones and veins.
Man.
And it doesn't look at you like a bird. Like
that's disgusting.
Disgusting.
It is. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, I'm so mad. Oh God! Why would you do that to me? You just ruined my day. Balut.
Oh,
that is disgusting. All right, let's move on to something
please.
Else, please.
All right.
Talk to me about Josh Allen because I did see some interesting numbers here.
Yeah. Ryan Hannibal's on fire.
Yeah,
right
Ryan
now.
Hannibal. It's interesting talking about this team. Now he tweeted out the Buffalo Bills. They have 11 wins this year, 9 of them by 15 points or more. They are 0-5 in games that are decided by 7 points or less. Like, that's amazing. 0-5 in games decided by 7 points or less. And your boy, Josh Allen?
Yep.
Fourth quarter numbers. Now, forget about the temperature, whatever. Fourth quarter numbers this season. 71% completion percentage, over 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. 117 quarterback rating in the fourth quarter.
Well, that's, and then, hold on. So those are his numbers in the fourth quarter.
This year.
And you're telling me, that doesn't make any sense. So those are the numbers in the fourth quarter. Oh, okay, because I was going to say, but they're 0-5 in games decided by 7 points or less.
Well, look at the last two games.
That's
the last two games, right? Atlanta and
the Jets.
Close games. And then he balled out in the fourth quarter, and they won by 17 and 14. So,
crappy teams.
Yeah, so your thoughts on Josh.
Here's my thing. I think a lot of people are preaching doom and gloom.
Oh, God.
Are we still talking about Beluga?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Why don't we eat a baby whale? Why don't we do that? Why don't we just find a whale and eat a whale? Listen, you can't do this to me.
I'm done. That's good.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. All I see when I close my eyes, if I blink, is a picture of that egg, that bird. I mean, what kind of chicken is
it? I don't want to do
chicken.
It anymore. No, Josh
it's like
Allen.
An ostrich.
Think Josh Allen.
All right, so here's my thing.
It's a baby f***ing whale, man.
This is disgusting. I'd rather eat that thing. Oh, how about a live goldfish?
Just go.
A live goldfish? How about that?
Would you eat it or would you just swallow it?
I would swallow it. I'd throw some water in there. I'd let it swim around, and I'd just swallow it like I would like if I was beer bombing.
I would rather eat a goldfish.
I'll do that. I'll do a goldfish. Me too.
Thing.
I would do a goldfish. Put that on the list, Ryan.
I'm sweating right now.
Add it to the list. All right, so back to Josh Allen. So a lot of people are preaching doom and gloom with this game, with the Patriots, as far as just their ability to win, how bad, how poorly More because of how poorly Josh Mac Jones has been playing.
And the team.
Yeah, and the team, but really it's like you're really going the way. Like if your quarterback can't stop turning it over, you really don't have a chance.
Okay.
Like he's completely peeing down his leg, fumbling the snap, whatever. He's been playing terrible. But I would say I'm kind of warming up to the idea of the Patriots beating the Bills on the road. And here's why. You look at Josh Allen and how well he played and how everything went right. Every last thing went right. He probably had the best game of his career. Now, I actually talked to Steve Tasker yesterday. He was, and I asked him the same question, and he said, "No, it wasn't the best game of his career." But I don't think he understood the question, because you're just looking at the stats as the best game of the year. Like, no, I'm looking at the plays that he made during crunch time, the fourth and two, the third down plays, like the Brett Favre, the pass to the running back or the receiver to keep things going, the unbelievable tough throws that he made to Isaiah McKenzie and having faith in him and kept going to him. Like, that is not going to happen again. Like, he is going to give you, I'm going to set the line right now.
What?
Two turnovers. Two turnovers by Josh Allen. It's either in any sort of category, fumble the snap, strip sack, forced fumble, or interception. He's going to give you two, okay? And he played unbelievable. And you actually missed out on a couple interceptions. So it's less to do about Mac. It's more to do about the position that the Bills were in, how much they got from Josh Allen, how important that game was to him. And I think the burden of proof is a little bit too much for them. Like, don't you feel like if you're them, you already proved the naysayers wrong. Like, we were ripping Sean McDermott. We were ripping the Buffalo Bills defense. We were just destroying them. Like, this is the best game that the Patriots have ever played. Like, it should be in the Hall of Fame. Like, this offensive game plan should be in the Hall of Fame. How stupid were
Demoralizing.
We?
Demoralizing.
Okay? Everything about it. Like, they ruined them. We wrecked them. Like, Sean McDermott is broken, Lou. Like, they actually proved everybody wrong. I do think it's going to be tough for them to kind of, will themselves to do it again. So this is why trilogies are great. All right? You get one, I get one. Now, but you got the last one. Can you do it again? It's easy for the team that gets their ass whooped, to come back a couple weeks later and prove you wrong. Like, the Patriots weren't ready, and Mac had one of his worst games. So I don't think Mac's going to have nearly as bad of a game as he did against the Bills or as bad as he had against the Miami Dolphins. And I damn sure don't think Josh Allen is going to do every last thing right. Like, everything. Nothing went wrong for him. You can't point to one play where he said, uh-oh. Well, the J.C. Jackson dropped the interception, but he got lucky.
No, he was great in that game. I mean, there's no question about it. But, you know, I look at your guy, Mac Jones, and the way he's played. So I was looking at the last three games that this team has lost, and now at halftime they were down, 17-0 to Indy, 17-7 to Buffalo, Miami 17-7. We're talking about the defense and late whatever in games and not being able to stop them. When I looked at Mac's first halves in those games, and it's really atrocious in those three games. He's got a 54% completion percentage in the first half, 229 yards total in three games. He has zero touchdowns, three interceptions, and a quarterback rating of 39. So, to me, it's like when you see what he's done lately in those last three, in the first half, to put his team in holes, as we talk about the defense late, like I don't think the battle of the quarterbacks, I don't think it's going to be a battle of the quarterback. I think it's going to be Josh Allen trying to do his thing, and I don't think Bill's going to let this guy put them in a hole like he has in these last three losses. I don't think he's going to put the ball in his hands. Like 13 attempts in the first half. That's what he averaged in these three games. Like I could see him throwing the ball 6-7 times in the first half and just sort of running the ball and just not letting this guy make mistakes. So the battle of the two quarterbacks, I don't think it's going to be much of a battle at all. I think Josh Allen's going to do his thing. You mentioned that he was great in that game. Can he be that good again? Probably not. But I don't really think it's going to be much of a Mac versus Josh Allen.
Just because you believe that they're going to go back to first four Early or five year. Weeks of Mac Jones, yeah. You're a rookie, kind of like they talked about. And I kind of agree with you. I think the numbers are going to be like pretty pedestrian, like pretty safe. 15, 17 for 25, something like that. Like they're going to have to, because the biggest issue has been turnovers. So they're going to have to make sure they avoid it at all costs. So the leash that they gave Mac Jones, like in week 13, 14, and 15.
I think they reel him back in.
I think they count, but I think they do. I think they have to, because I think that they will understand by in four quarters, Josh Allen will do something stupid. He will. Now, he'll also do something great. But the odds are that he gives you enough extra possessions where you can chew up some clock, you can, you know, get some cheap points, and then force them to play catch-up. And then to that stat that Ryan Hannibal talked about, you're 0-5.
Close games.
You can't win close games. Now, your numbers are good, Josh Allen, in the fourth quarter, but let's really dive deeper into that and show there's probably some camouflage with that also. I think that's the play. I think that's what it is. I don't think, you know, Mac's going to obviously have to create, you know, make some third down throws. I get it. But ultimately, I think it's just no matter what, err on the side of caution with him. I think they're going to be hammering that home. And since he's a robot and he's Robot Jones, he will say whatever you like, whatever you need, and he won't do it. So that, you know, that whole thing he always talks about is catch it and rip it and throw it fast and not overthink things and just kind of trust his eyes. That's been getting him into trouble.
Yeah, see, I look at these two teams. We've been talking about it all week about the Pats and the trust level and where you are, and it's like I don't trust the Pats. I think it ends. But I also, to your point, like I don't necessarily trust the Buffalo Bills either. You know what I mean? So I think it'll be
you don't trust who?
The Buffalo Bills.
Yeah,
I don't trust that team because I've always felt going to the playoffs like, you know, this is why I had the Patriots ranked so low, like sixth, which is kind of where they ended up, I guess. Because I felt like if teams played at like their A game. Like, played at that their level, like, the Patriots can't compete. You know, the Patriots need to bring everybody down. They need to bring everybody down to their C level, you know, and to just, you know, get the turnovers. And they'll have a lot to do with that defensively by making the team look bad. But I do wonder if both teams bring, like, their C game, you know what I mean, which I kind of expect here in this game. It's going to be kind of like a sloppy, cold, you know, just odd game, B or C game, not their A games. Neither team's going to come out with their A game. Like, even if it's two, like, C game level for both teams, I still think Buffalo pulls this game out. You know, I do. I just think the ceiling on this Patriots team is what it is, and I don't know. It's like for the New England Patriots, I don't buy into them. Like this year, next year we'll see where they go with it. But I do think Mac Jones, you're going to see Mac the first week, two or three, when we keep talking about it. Why isn't he throwing this? Why isn't he doing this? Why isn't he doing that? Why don't they go for it on fourth down? I think they're going to reel this guy back in because they see what happened the last three losses in the first half.
Well,
a 39 quarterback rating, 54 completion percentage, zero touchdowns, three picks in the last three losses. They can't allow that to happen in the first quarter. They take the ball out of his hands, if you ask me.
No, and it is interesting that just the overall – I heard Tommy Curran say this earlier today. Like, do the Patriots take on the identity of underdog? Do they take on the identity of the Chargers? Do they match – What the Bills did the last time you played them here, where they went for it on fourth down. They went for it no matter what. They were going for it regardless. They were going to try and build a cushion. Do they go for 2-point conversions? I don't think they even do that. I don't think they do. I don't think they, if the game is being dictated, like, they will adjust based on how the game is being played. But I don't think they go into this game saying, we're going to go for every fourth down. I think they don't need to play that type of aggressive game. I think if they're patient and they're disciplined, I think they'll get extra opportunities because Josh Allen, being the gunslinger that he is, will provide it to him.
Five times he's turned the ball over twice in a game. Five times. Picks and fumbles. Five times. Bill Belichick was actually asked about Josh Allen. He talked about him today.
It's always a pleasure talking to a greatness coach, but to start off just saying, hey, let's stack the box. Let's Josh Allen beat us with his arms to now having six DVs out there so Josh Allen doesn't beat us with his arm. Care to talk about the growth of Josh Allen you've seen thus far with him?
Yeah, Josh is one of the top players in the league. Dynamic player, ball's in his hands a lot. He can do a lot of things with it. You know, make all the throws, all levels of the field. Obviously run with the ball, scramble, extend plays and throw it. He's a tough guy to tackle, you know, as I said, great arm, put the ball wherever he wants and, you know, can get the ball out quickly. So, you know, it'd be a challenge. It's always a challenge to play against him and he's a tough guy to stop.
Mm. Listen, people are reading into this and they're acting like it's Bill kind of admitting that, you know, that he sucks and he doesn't believe him. And I would say he's 100% being truthful. I looked at the last, so Allen is in the last four games, he's 3-1. Versus the Patriots. He has 8 TDs, 1 interception. He's only been sacked 3 times in 4 games. His last interception against the Patriots was in November of 2020. So here's a guy that's used to beating you. Like, he has good games when he plays against you. He doesn't have bad games. He has good games. He's thrown one interception in four games. And that was back in November of 2020. 8 touchdowns. You've sacked him 3 times in 4 games. This guy, I know people are trying to read into it. He's being honest. He's being truthful. Like, he's got your number.
Make all the throws, all levels of the field.
Yep. So you tell me that he doesn't believe it.
Well, Bill's going to praise this guy forever. Ever since, you know, what was it, 2-3 years ago? When on the telecast, was it Brian Griese that came out and actually said during the game that I talked to Bill Belichick, whatever, before, he's not buying into the MVP hype of Josh Allen. Basically saying he doesn't think he's that good. Like, that was on national TV. That was on during the game. So, I mean, listen, Bill's is now just kind of loving this guy.
That Week 8 game in Buffalo.
And that's part of the reason why Bill Belichick told us this week that he wasn't buying into the Josh Allen MVP craze because he didn't see it in that first game. He said, we took care of him in that game, but tonight's been a different story.
He talked about an Allen to Diggs completion. He said, should have been a 10-yard game.
Wow. He was not happy about that.
Oh, boy, was he pissed. He was not happy. That. No, that wasn't good at all. That wasn't good. All right, Listen, we want to let me take one call.
Yeah.
One call. Steve in Rhode Island. This, I don't know if he's actually done this before or not, but talking about this balut egg. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, so I have eaten it. It was in my Navy days. I was in Korea. And it's just one of those things where you're there, so might as well just try and get it over with. And it's gross.
Is it
grossest thing I've ever ate in my life?
Did you throw up afterwards?
I didn't throw up.
Did you eat the whole thing though, Steve?
Like, why did you eat it? Was it like a dare, or was that just like the food at the restaurant?
No, it's like one of their delicacies. So I figured. I mean, the stuff I've eaten, from monkey to dog to, it's a lot, but. Yeah, so you crack like the top of the egg, like the pointy part of the egg. You crack that,
it's pointy,
and you kind of just suck the inside out, and it just kind of goes right down your throat.
Yummy!
Thanks for that, Steve.
I'm actually warming up to this idea.
No,
I'm warming up to the blue egg.
When I was in Japan, I ate tongue and uterus.
Yeah, but they kind of fried it up and made it taste good. You wouldn't know it was uterus.
I didn't know until they told me afterwards.
But if they bring out
like tripe,
you know, like when they bring out those,
which I love.
You know, they put the little egg on that little pedestal,
and they
crack it open, and they just kind of peel the layers of the shell, and you see the little baby bird just, the eyes all glossed over, looking at you.
All right, this hour, Maloney 4, brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. When we come back, we want to talk about Josh McDaniels. Looks like a team might be interested in Josh after all. We'll do it next.
I know your focus is on the Bills, but I just needed to ask if you've heard from anyone about any vacancies that are out there, and is being a head coach again still one of your goals?
I know nothing about that. And I, like, as same as I've said in the past, if that's in the cards for me, great. But I am totally focused and immersed in the preparation for the Buffalo Bills.
Thanks, Josh.
Yep.
That was Josh McDaniels talking about being asked, I should say, about some head coach interview jobs. Up to this point, he hasn't been mentioned at all until it was hinted to over the weekend. Aaron Wilson, Texas Daily, said the Houston Texans are expected to conduct a thorough evaluation of first-year head coach David Culley. The review is expected to take into account everything Culley and his coach's performance, how they operate in a difficult rebuilding situation with an overhauled roster. According to a league source, if Houston fires Culley, the New England Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels could emerge as a top potential candidate. It was followed up this morning from Mike Fisher in Texans Daily. Texans are leaving first-year head coach David Culley dangling as Nick Casario oversees a detailed review. But at the same time, source tells TexasDaily.com Casario is doing something else, exploring how to hire old New England Patriots friend Josh McDaniels. Quote, somehow, some way, Casario wants McDaniels in that building, the source said, in some role. Now, we'd expect
it's only one role.
The only role is the head coach. Josh ain't going to Houston to be an offensive coordinator, correct?
Yeah. Assistant to the assistant.
So is this it? Is this the spot?
For Josh McDaniels?
Yeah. I mean, we keep talking about like the perfect, you know, no, for David Culley. No, Josh McDaniels, yeah.
So
thank you.
No, but we keep waiting for Josh, got to wait for that perfect spot. Josh got to wait for that perfect spot. Josh, I tell you what, if you want to be a head coach, you go to where a team that wants you. There's no perfect spot. You're not a top candidate. And if you want to be a head coach in this league, should he consider this? Is this a done deal?
Okay, well, I say, just going back to the beginning of what you were reading from Aaron Wilson.
So the whole detailed review,
yeah,
is just an excuse to to fire David Culley. Just to fire him. I don't think they want. I think all he was, David Culley, was legitimately just a placeholder. You know, non-confrontational. Very easily. Can easily adapt and will work and do whatever. He's never been a head coach before. He's 65 years old. Like, he's just a placeholder. There's too much turmoil and chaos for them to really kind of convince a serious candidate to come be the head coach. Plus, you didn't know what was going on with Deshaun Watson. So, what, like, young, up-and-coming guy? Like, no, but they've already kind of said that they're going to trade him. Like, they're going to try and trade him before free agency starts, Lou. Not the draft, before free agency. So, there'll be some understanding of what you're going to have to deal with as a head coach. I think that's why they got David Culley. Now, will Josh McDaniels take this job? And does Nick Caserio want him? Yes, I believe so.
Nick Caserio wants him. Yeah, you think Josh will take it? See, my thing is, like, when I hear this detailed whatever and he wants Josh, I could see this playing out where Caserio literally calling up Josh McDaniels. Say, listen, do you want this job?
He would have to call his wife.
Whatever.
DL.
Do you want this job? Because if you don't, I'm not firing David Culley. If you do, I'm firing David Culley. But you know what I mean? So it's like he probably sits there and says, I got another tough year, but Josh might be available. And if Josh is available, he's the guy I want. I worked with him in New England. It makes all the sense in the world. But I could see them holding on to David Culley if Josh McDaniels is not interested. Because I don't know if they want to fire this guy. I don't know if next year is going to be any different, even though they probably should. It's just that if Casario's like, I'm not sold on anybody out there. Like, I'm sold that Josh is my guy. And if this year is not the year, maybe next year will be. I don't know. And I'll go another year with Culley and figure this thing out and try to build this roster before I get the guy I want. But I think that I wouldn't be shocked at all if there's that conversation ahead of time.
Well, I think that's a good idea because, you know, this whole detailed review thing allows them to buy themselves some time. And then it allows them to kind of find something that they don't like. Hey, listen, you know, when the season ended, we were fine. But then we did this detailed review and then we looked at this and we looked at that. And we said, you know what? We feel like we can do better. We feel like we prematurely hired David Culley. We're sorry to him and his family for forcing him to uproot and come down to Houston Texan for not even one full calendar year. So we're sorry for that, but we think we can do better. So we're going to hire Josh McDaniels. So to your point, like, I think these guys are friendly enough. I feel like they can back channel enough either through friends of friends or wives and cousins or whatever to get a good idea. Because I don't think Josh really wants the hoopla that comes with it. Maybe that's why we haven't seen his name a bunch. You know, because I think the distraction, he's got, kind of already been there, done that.
But it's not up to him.
What's not up? What, being hired?
No, the hoopla. Like, if the Jacksonville Jaguars want Josh McDaniels to interview for their job, they're gonna leak it to the whatever. Where all these people are leaked to anyways. Yeah, we're interested in Josh McDaniels. And, you know, it's I think they're calling him up saying, hey, we want to interview you, or you want to keep it in the hush-hush. I totally respect
that.
Well,
like, but your scenario, it would be hush-hush.
Well, this one in particular. Like, this, because they haven't fired this guy. That's why it's different. They haven't fired David Culley yet. Like, they're in this review process.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he wants to, unless Josh McDaniels wants the job. All right, let's continue this on the other side.
We're going to go forward, and we're going to go forward.
Yeah, let's continue this on the other side, because I'm curious how it affects and what your thoughts are, if it does happen, how that would affect one Mac Jones. We'll do it next on Maloney and Fourier. By the way, Brian Scalabrine, he's going to join us at 3:30. We talk Celts. And then Rodney Harris is going to join us towards the end of the show at some point.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.